It's not an original idea, but oftentimes people will say, what do you have to do to be a saint? And many great spiritual writers have basically pointed back to our gospel today, and they've said, we must live the Beatitudes. And if you listen to them, most of us will sit there and say, okay, I don't mind being meek. I don't mind being merciful. I don't mind being poor in spirit. I don't mind even maybe mourning every once in a while. But then we get to the last two. Blessed are they who are persecuted. Blessed are you when they persecute you, when they utter every kind of evil against you. Blessed are you when they treat you badly, unjustly. Rejoice and be glad. And at that point, most of us, or at least many people, have second thoughts about whether or not they want to be a saint or not. Archbishop Fulton Sheen, one of the great church leaders of the 20th century, often said that the great sin of the 20th century was that people wished to create scandal. They wished to tear people down. They wished to destroy the reputation of others. And that is what Jesus is talking about tonight when he talks about blessed are they, holy are they, saintly are they. Because we remind ourselves of a couple things about who saints are. And we often get this picture of saints, that we get these nice little statues or these holy cards, and we forget the real live person. Dorothy Day would often say she didn't want to be considered a saint. She doesn't want people taking her that lightly, meaning they didn't want to put her, she didn't want her picture put on a card and that be the end of it. Because who are the saints? Well, we know who they are. We can often talk about them. They are much like we are. They're young, they're old. They're men, they're women. They're married, they're single. They're in religious life, they're in the lay life. They are come from every continent, every race. Every person, every type of person has become a saint. So who are the saints? Who are the saints of our day? Okay, look to the right. Look to the left. Well, you just saw a saint. Because the saints are real people, that we often lose sight of that. And today when we celebrate saints, we celebrate real people who chose to serve God, who chose to give their lives for the gospel, who chose to seek holiness in the world, to seek the good of the world, to seek the blessing of the world. Because each and every person, as our Holy Father Francis keeps on reminding us, is a sinner. The saints were no exception. They were sinners, seeking God's mercy, seeking God's compassion, seeking God's love, and discovering that, sharing it with their brothers and sisters, sharing it with the world. That is what a saint is. That is what a saint does. And no matter which saint you look at, you will see basically that same story. Because it is a story that Jesus gives to us again and again and again. He tells us, I have not come for the holy people. I have come for the sinner. I have not come for the healthy person. I have come for the sick and broken. I have not come for the powerful. I have come for the humble and meek of the world, those without power. And when we choose to understand that in our lives, it allows us to look upon the face of God in our brothers and sisters, in those who we are called to live with, to love, to serve. Then we begin that journey of sainthood, that journey of holiness that each of us is called to follow. That same journey that we celebrate today in all the saints. Because when we choose to be holy, then we choose to serve God. We can't do it any other way. God doesn't force us to be holy. God doesn't force us to do good. Rather, it's an invitation to become the saint living among the saints, to be that sign of God's wonder and love. Even though we're not worthy, even though we are still sinners, because in fact, that is one of the great charges leveled against us as a church. What makes them be able to say that? Look at all those crazy, lousy sinners they have sitting in their pews every Sunday. And thanks be to God. Because it shows God's mercy and love is active within our lives. It shows God's mercy and love continues to be with us. No matter how bad our week was, no matter how many things we did that we're going like, I shouldn't have done that, that was wrong, how can God ever forgive me? And yet God comes to us and reaches out to us and says, come with me. Come and receive my compassion, my mercy, and my love. And we receive that through the church, through these who are coming, who are celebrating, who are blessing. And so as we are called to continue this journey of faith, this journey of life, we remind ourselves that we are called to be holy. The Second Vatican Council made that the main focus of the call of a baptized Christian, to be holy, to be saintly, to be blessed among others. And we do that when we reach out in mercy and love, when we receive mercy, when we receive forgiveness, when we receive that reconciliation of God's love and share it generously, bountifully, with all, with everyone, with each person we meet. And so let us, as we celebrate these saints, yes, look at them as examples of great love, but realize that we are each called to that same great love, that same great love that Jesus showed to us on the cross, that we are called to live as we serve, as we love, as we celebrate with one another as saints, as men and women called to be saints.